six and a half minutes past 4 o'clock. And as promised, the good folk from Tops at Lifestyle, Valencia and Emin, are back in the studio. Every Thursday we bring you the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. Hello, welcome back to the happy world of broadcast. It's lovely, I'm telling
you. Wine.
Yeah, well, here we are in the studio with the most magnificent offering this week. It's a Neil Ellis Wildflower Rosé. It's a beautiful label if you like that sort of thing. I do. It's kind of untraditional in a sense, and I suppose to a degree the rosé, generally speaking, as a cultivar, is a little unusual because, as we discussed not too long ago, back in the day it used to be the reserve of the very cheap, sweet drink, the plonk, if one might be so bold, and with a hangover to match. Now it's much more sophisticated, much more ubiquitous in terms of it's widely accepted. Are you not hearing anything? I wonder why.
It's more refined.
You know, can I tell you why, Valencia? I think it's because this is it working now? Is it coming and going? Is it huffing and puffing? You know what I'm going to do? Because poor Valencia cannot hear a word because, technologically speaking, her headphones are not working. So try now. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how
yes,
lovely. Well, we can hear you as well, so you can speak. Yes. Okay, this is good. Emin, I presume you're okay.
Yes, Dave, 100%.
I don't know why that one wasn't working, but this is the technology that we are faced with. It belongs to Eskom, I think, that one. Okay, so let's get back into the wine of the week. It's called Wildflower. Now, let's go into the details of this wine. What do we know about it?
Okay, Dave, it's a Cinsault rosé, so it's 100% Cinsault, so it's totally different to your normal rosés. Rosés normally come Grenache, Syrah, Pinotage, Syrah blends where the skins are slightly pressed to give it a colour. Whereas where, as you said, going back years ago, where rosés were normally Chardonnay Pinot Noir, and they decided to leave off the thing like Bochendel Blancton Noir, and you get Chardonnay Pinot Noir. That was the majority of the blends now are straight cultivars. They're like this one
so
here.
So single cultivar, just
single
one,
cultivar.
Which gives you can control it better, I presume.
Yes.
And it certainly has its unique characteristics, much more so.
Yeah, this particular style of rosé now takes its, I suppose, its characters from the south of France, from Provence, where there's a lot of rosé.
Oh.
Where they produce a lot of rosé there, and mostly they use the Cinsault varietal grape there.
So this is a light,
very light,
very light, yes.
Easy drinking wine, yes. For late summer, early autumn, even into the winter nights, around the fire. Now we don't have fires much in Belize.
And perfect for this weekend, being Mother's Weekend, Mother's Day on Sunday.
Ah.
We've selected it because of the beautiful label that it is.
Yes.
And not just the label there, but the wine inside.
Well, let's get into a bit of a taste. And we'll play some gentle romantic music in the meantime. And we'll then literally do what good wine tasters do. We'll have a judicious little splash and come back and give you the good news or the bad. We'll either way, I promise it'll be true, on the other side of this.
Late
thought that Christa Berg Lady in Red was particularly appropriate considering the wildflower wine that we are. It's not wildflower wine, it's called wildflower. It's a rosé made by Neil Ellis. You're a wildflower, darling, that cannot be told how to bloom. Grow your own way, listening only to nature's voice. That's in the liner notes. Well, here is the wine. It's a dry Provence-style rosé made from Cinzeau. Is that how you pronounce it? Cinzeau or Cinzeau?
Cinzeau.
Cinzeau. It's bright with a salmon color and it's low in calories and alcohol as well. Well, it's low in alcohol, it's high calorie. But substantial in taste and texture, the mesmerizing soft peachy pink tint that grabs interest upon the first glance, and then a bright brush of juice cherry fruit. Ah, a brush of juicy cherry fruit that fills out the palate. Its floral and spicy notes linger on the background long after the slightest tang of sea salt. Well, all of those things are there, but what strikes me particularly is that it is a light and delectably smooth drink. It's gorgeous. It definitely has that the juicy cherry fruit and the floral and spicy notes. There's that also little tang of the sea salt.
Everything is there.
Everything is what it
but
says.
But nothing is overpowering. It's not going to knock you for a six. As they say, it's a low alcohol drink, so you could possibly enjoy two glasses.
Two bottles, Dave.
Two bottles.
Well, it's normal cultivar, the normal Cinzeau, the red one. Where this now, it's the red grape Cinzeau, which is making this rosé, where the skins are slightly pressed with it. But if you drink a normal Cinzeau as well, it'll have nearly the same characteristics of what this will have. So very light and easy style red as well.
So you got this is one to look out for, and I'm sure at Tops at Lifestyle you have a number of examples of what we're discussing.
Yes.
So if your interest is somewhat your attention has been grabbed by what we've brought to you today and you'd like to find out more, this is really the idea behind this Wine of the Week, is to give you a bit of a guideline as to what's hot and happening and new and gorgeous at Tops at Lifestyle. But you really want to talk to the experts. Eamon and Valencia are there for exactly that reason, and you have these tastings on the weekend. Any chance that this one might be on a weekend tasting?
It is, Dave. It's on Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 2, and it's on a brilliant price. It's on a nice special at the moment at $89.99 a bottle.
Wow. So to celebrate Mother's Day, what better way to celebrate Mother's Day than with an absolutely gorgeous Wildflower by Neil Ellis. It's a fantastic, light, easy drinking wine, a beautiful, pretty label, a pretty color. Generally speaking, it's just a lovely looking bottle of wine. And it speaks volumes about poetry and the joy of life. This is a wonderful way to celebrate Mother's Day. So pop along to Lifestyle Tops. Have a chat with Eamon and Valencia or any of their team. They'll be there only too happy to take you through the tasting between 12 and 2.
12 and 2 Saturday and 12 and 2 on Sunday, Dave.
Very, very good. So you can try before you buy. But I guarantee you, once you've had a taste, you will be definitely, you'll probably take more than one bottle because it's great value. And it's on special. Well, it's a great reason to celebrate Mother's Day.
It is perfect. Plus, we've got other things happening in the store, Dave. We've got a great competition for our unique food mixer that we have on display at the front of the store.
And that competition launched last week, how's it going?
It's running. It's going very well at the moment. A lot of entries so far. And all you have to do is buy any bottle of hot caviar, the range from Pierre Jardin or Pierre Jardin MCCs. Pop your name and phone number on the back of your tail slip, place it in the box and you're in.
Simple as that. And that appliance is worth a fortune.
It's worth around 12,000, Dave.
You
I
see?
Couldn't believe it. Yeah, it's expensive.
Hey,
so it's a good price.
Hey, wow, wow. So anyone who's got a joy of the finer things in life, food and drink and that sort of thing, entertaining, you want this device in your kitchen, it'll just make that experience so much more joyful. And at the price of a bottle or two of your favorite tipple, what more? I mean, you don't have to really do anything that you wouldn't normally be doing. Just pop along to Lifestyle Tops and enter the competition. And that's the way we roll. We'll bring you another Wine of the Week on Thursday next. This one will go up as a kind of catch-up podcast. If you didn't manage to get the full 9 yards or want to find out a little bit more, it'll be up on our apps and our website very shortly. And you'll be able to see what Valencia looks like in the flesh, and Eamon and the bottle of wine. And I'm not sure whether you'll tune in just to have a look at Eamon and Valencia or the bottle of wine. All three. Either way, it'll be worth the exercise. Thanks for popping through. And we'll catch up again in a week's time.
Thanks, Steve.
It's the Afternoon Show on Radio Life and Style. And here is Whitney.